before you taste the cocktail. I just want to make sure that it's cold. And the cocktail you're tasting now is a little bit more refreshing cocktail made on gin, ginger, elderflower, lime, lemon, and a little bit of sugar.
It's good. Mm. Really good.
That's me sipping a cocktail on an average Wednesday morning in a little place I know just outside Copenhagen. What am I doing there? Listen in after the intro. You're listening to Food Pod Denmark, bringing you the stories about innovative people from the Danish food cluster and how they're making a difference in the world. I'm Kath Mersch. Welcome to Food Pod. France, Germany, Italy, Scotland, many European countries stand out for their distinguished lineup of wines and spirits. Denmark has mainly stood out for not being among them. Until recently, that is. Because in the past few years, Denmark has not only experienced fast-growing fame for its new Nordic cuisine. New Nordic drinks are now also drawing attention, produced by innovative entrepreneurs with an unswerving focus on Danish craftsmanship and the best natural ingredients. For this episode of Food Pod, I went on the trail of three of the young drinks companies that are putting Denmark on the gourmet beverages map. I found people with values and a story, and answers to why their brand of premium indulgence is revolutionising the drinks market. First up is Randers. That's Randers, if you're a non-Danish speaker. Home of a former school headmaster whose fruit wine adventure began with a passion for apples.
I am Jens Skovgaard Petersen, and I'm the founder of Cold Hand Winery. I was a headmaster of a boarding school who got the crazy idea of making Denmark's first apple ice wine. When I started this, my wildest dream was if I could make an apple wine so good that a Danish top restaurant would take it, and I could invite my wife to a restaurant and we could have our own apple wine for the dessert. I thought it can never be bigger than that. I would have laughed if I knew that I was going to realize that within just 1 year.
When Jens and his wife Charlotta bought their old farmhouse in 2006, they thought of it as their summer house. And there was plenty of space for Jens to plant his apple trees, 2,500 of them, including many old Danish varieties that are all but forgotten.
First of all, I had no intention of doing apple wine. This production room where we are now was actually meant to be a place to make fresh-pressed apple juice and maybe a little bit of cider.
The white tile production room is at the end of an old barn, and it's easy to imagine where generations of cows have stood in bygone days. Next to it is a room with long tables for seating the winery's many guests, and next to that is the Cold Hand Winery shop, which does good business despite being 20 minutes outside town. The winery itself is the only new building, and towers like a church above the farmhouse. As Jens proudly informs me, the Cold Hand Winery is the first in Denmark to have been built from scratch. You'd never guess by looking at the tall rustic building that it was actually inspired by a goat farm 50 kilometres away. Inside the busy winery, Jens tells the story about how he made the leap from apple geek to producer of fine apple wines. It's a story he's told many times over.
I had an entire freezer filled with frozen apple juice. And one day, in the freezer, there was a container with frozen apple juice that was broken and leaking. And out of the leak was something floating down in the freezer. And nothing can float at minus 18. And it was very, very sticky, like syrup or caramel or something like that. So I smelled it and I tasted it, and I found out it was all the sugar, it was acidity, it was aroma, it was color, coming out like a thick, thick syrup. And this concentrate, it tasted very, very beautiful. Pure, clean apple, extremely sweet, but also acidic. It was wonderful. And in that second, it hit me. If I can make a dessert wine out of this, I can make world's best.
What Jens had discovered, or at least thought he had, until he visited a guy in Canada who produces ice cider, was cryoconcentration, a process where apple syrup leaches out of the ice crystals in frozen juice. It became the basis for his entire wine business. After a few years of hobby production, in 2011, his wife Charlotta encouraged him to quit his school job and go for the dream. Cold Hand Winery was born, and those old Danish apple varieties became indispensable.
The old varieties, they have the highest potential of making very, very good wine. They have proven they can grow here in this difficult climate, and they give a good yield, and they have a good high acidity. And acidity is one of the key words in many of our products. This is what makes our apples different from inland climate apples. And at the same time, then you can help preserve them. That's also important, and the stories about them.
Today, Jens can not only take his wife to a top Danish restaurant and drink his own wine. His wine is now sold in 10 countries in Europe, and the first order is on its way to the United States. He's also expanded the range with wines made from Nordic berries and other fruits. And as Jens says, fruit is never just fruit. He claims to know each variety as well as his own children. While the wines at Cold Hand Winery can take 2 or 3 years to produce, the time to market isn't quite so long at my next port of call, Aarhus Harbour, where another up-and-coming drinks company has its base. But they do take their time when making the coffee.
I'm Anders Nede, I'm 32 years old and I'm the owner of Pure Shots.
Anders and his business partner, Lasse Rishoy, founded Pure Shots in 2015. The nature of the business is in the name. Vodka shots made from the finest, purest ingredients. And it all started in a bar in Aarhus.
My friend and I were standing in the bar considering what to drink next, and then it just occurred that we need to choose between shots, and we talked about, actually there wasn't any shot we really liked. He is a former Danish champion in cocktails for taste, so he's really skilled. And we just started talking about the need of something different on the market. We were working both at a kind of fancy nightclub here in Aarhus, and there wasn't anything that really attracted us with shots. We actually bought then 40 different kind of licorice, some different kind of spirits, and then went to the basement to do some experiments and start playing with it. We started to test it on the club, and the feedback from the customers were just amazing. At one point, one guy offered me $1 million for the recipe, and then I start thinking about it. I think, this is something. And I really wanted to do my own thing, to create my own little company. That was kind of the beginning.
As an experienced nightclub manager, Anas was well aware of a trend towards cheaper and cheaper spirits in the supermarkets, many of them made with artificial flavourings and molasses, and a focus on price rather than quality. But he wanted to go in a premium direction.
So we wanted to create something that's real. We use licorice powder, for instance. It's very nice to mix it with the other ingredients. We use real passion fruit. That's why our shot doesn't really taste like alcohol, because of the real ingredients, the real sugar, for instance. A lot of use glucose. We use real sugar. It's like hidden, all the spirit. It still have the effect, and you can taste it, but it's not the main taste.
Production soon moved from the basement to Anas's apartment, and then to a small facility just outside Aarhus, where the shots are still handmade. Anas's marketing approach was to go to Denmark's big towns and cities and find one bar that was a good match, and from there let interest grow by word of mouth. That turned out to be a successful strategy.
We started like under the radar, so people just really wanted to help us. We have other companies which are not directly competitors. I said, can I bring some bottles? Because I have this customer that maybe wants it. So many people did that because they really want to help us. Getting out to that many stores or bars that we are right now wouldn't have happened if we didn't got the help.
That sounds like there was an incredible amount of goodwill towards you right from the very beginning.
Definitely.
Can you explain that? Why do people like you so much from the start?
Well, first of all, it's a great product. They can go and recommend something that is wonderful. And then I think that's us being small, hopefully polite and humble, is something people really like. We want to show that a guy without education at all, I had some high school in that is, can do something different. And we really want our employees to grow, to have their own responsibility. But the DNA is to be nice, most of all.
Today, PureShots has 12 employees. That's partly because of the company's expanding sales in Denmark and other European countries. And partly because not long ago, Anas became a dad and wanted to make sure he could spend plenty of time with his family. That was also one of the reasons why he chose to be his own boss.
I think it's easier nowadays to go and follow your dream in Denmark. I think it's easier to start up. We got a lot of help with starting up. We started very, very small. The whole spirits, mixed by hands, small brewery, is something that the consumer also embrace. So that's maybe why it's easier. A lot of our success is also about timing. Has it been 5 years before? It might never have been anything. I think the timing right now is that people like the hand-brewed things, the small brewery that put heart into their products. That's why there's cocktails, gins and stuff like that, which are very low quantities, but it's more special.
From Aarhus Harbour, you can take the ferry to the island of Zealand and head towards Copenhagen. Just outside the capital, in one of the suburbs, a small factory has been running since mid-2017. This is Norlund. And if you can hear seagulls in the background, that's because in Denmark, you're never far from the sea.
My name is Søren. I'm the founder and CEO of Norlund. We are producing 100% organic pre-mixed cocktails, and we do everything from scratch here at the factory.
Søren Aarmand is a cocktail nerd. During his years working in a cocktail bar, he loved it when a guest asked him to make something special just for them.
I had the opportunity to talk to the guest about what they liked, if it should be sweet or sour, bitter, whiskey or gin or whatever. Because then I, in the end, could give them the best experience and surprise them most.
His business partner, Anas, on the other hand, was more used to working in a high-speed, high-volume bar, where it was about serving many people all at the same time.
After a couple of years when we have done a lot of big events with cocktails, we thought it was very difficult for us to handle a lot of bartenders and a lot of waste. And it was, in general, just very difficult to manage a very, very nice cocktail bar at a big event. So therefore, we just thought, why don't we just buy a nice pre-mixed cocktail, which we just could pure over ice and a little bit of garnish, and then we could serve it, and people was very happy. But there was no such nice premixed cocktails at the market at that time. So instead of buying the next best, we simply just thought, why don't we just do it ourselves? And that was when their idea about Norlund and making premixed cocktail came up. So the first recipe we decided was a recipe with vodka, strawberry, rhubarb, vanilla, fresh lime, and a little bit of sugar. And that's a recipe that I invented 8 years ago. At that time, I didn't know that I was supposed one day to put it into a bottle.
The first cocktails were made in Søren's apartment. Then, for about 6 months, Søren and Anna spent every weekend in a school kitchen, where they worked, ate, and slept until the school opened on Monday morning. And when that got too small, production moved into a tiny factory. Finally, in 2017, Norlund moved to its present location. It's quite a step up. The cocktail shaker they have now can hold 15,000 cocktails in one go. Right from the beginning, there was never any doubt that the entire range of pre-mixed cocktails should be made with fresh, organic ingredients.
The reason why we produce organic is we think a lot of the ingredients is in a better quality. That's one of the reasons. The other reasons is how we are allowed to produce it. In the normal way, we are allowed to use a lot of different chemicals and so on. But in the organic way, we are allowed to absolutely do nothing. And that's push us to think creative, because we are very, very limited in our way to produce. It cost us a lot of money and a lot of problems and a lot of bad cocktails in the beginning. But when we figured out how to do it, the quality and the taste and the freshness of the cocktail is just much better.
So how do you put together a factory that can produce organic pre-mixed cocktails?
Yeah, when we looked into the market and we looked up at Google how to build a cocktail factory, there was no results because nobody had done it in the way we do it before. So we actually teamed up with some guys from DTU, Danish Technologisk Universitet, and together with them, we did a lot of tests. So when we got all the different machines home and we put them together, everything made sense and it actually worked.
After this explanation, I still have one burning question.
Did you actually start by Googling then?
Yeah, you know, you have to know a lot about the production line. So yeah, it took me almost 1 year to read up about everything.
Okay, so you read all of Google.
all of Google, how to build a factory.
There's a lot of ambition out there among those Danish drinks entrepreneurs. Norrland is expanding steadily. The goal is to be the world's biggest producer of pre-mixed cocktails. In Aarhus, Pure Shots is revolutionising the drinks market with its premium shots. And in Randers, Jens at Coldham Winery keeps seeing his wildest dreams come true. Here's Jens with the last few words about why Denmark has become a breeding ground for beverage enterprise.
It's a special situation here in Denmark because this winemaking, very craft beer, good spirits making, is totally new to us. We have absolutely no tradition, but we have a lot of innovation. So we're good at thinking in opportunities, and that's what's the most important.
Thanks, Jens, Anders and Søren, for an exciting and delicious tour of the new Danish drinks landscape. If their stories have whet your appetite, there are many more like them to explore. You can find pictures and links to more information about Coldham Winery, Pure Shots and Norrland on our website, foodpod.dk. This episode of Food Pod was produced in collaboration with Agro Business Park, a science park focused on entrepreneurship and innovation in agriculture, food, bioenergy and environmental technologies. The podcast was produced with music and audio optimization by Johnny Kuhn, hosting and social media management by Jan Syerson, interviews and story production by me, Kath Mersch. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you just heard, please share it. Food Pod will be back soon with more innovative stories from the Danish food cluster.